White House uses California handgun attack to push assault weapons ban. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 9, 2023. The Biden White House tweeted Wednesday about the citizen who took away the January 21, 2023, Monterey Park attacker's handgun and then followed that news with calls for an assault weapons ban. On January 23, 2023, Breitbart News reported Brandon Tsai was the citizen who took away the Monterey Park attacker's handgun. Tsai told his story to ABC News Good Morning America, explaining he was in a dance hall in Alhambra, California, when the Monterey Park attacker entered to carry out a second mass shooting. But Tsai ruined the attacker's plans by wrestling away his handgun. On February 8, 2023, the White House tweeted, Breitbart News noted that President Joe Biden used the Monterey Park handgun attack to push an assault weapons during the State of the Union address, too. Biden referenced Tsai's actions to disarm the attacker, then said, Tsai saved lives. It's time we do the same. He then said, ban assault weapons now. Ban them now, once and for all. I led the fight to do that in 1994. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.